This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. On Tuesday, the North Carolina Council of State is expected to vote on the future of the Dorothea Dix campus. The 300-acre former mental hospital is prime real estate. It's adjacent to NC State University, and it offers a sweeping view of downtown Raleigh. The city and some residents have long imagined the campus as a destination park. Now Governor Bev Perdue appears on the verge of making that dream come true. She's pushing a sale or long-term lease deal that could be finalized when the Council of State meets on Tuesday. But not everybody is excited about that prospect, including Americans for Prosperity North Carolina. That conservative group has launched a robocall effort.
Hey, this is Anna with Americans for Prosperity. Should Rutherford County taxpayers pay for a fancy new park in downtown Raleigh?
So, will the Dix deal get done, and is it a good one for North Carolina? WUNC reporter Jessica Jones has been covering the story, and she joins us now. Welcome, Jessica. Good
to have
you.
Hey, Frank. Great to be here.
So, locate it for us and describe that campus, Dorothea Dix.
Well, the Dorothea Dix campus consists of more than 300 acres, and as you said, it's prime real estate right in downtown Raleigh. And for more than a century, that's where the state's main psychiatric hospital was. Well, the last patients left in August, and so now Council of State members and politicians and other people are wondering what is going to happen to that property. It's covered with oak trees and rolling hills and big meadows, and it's just an enormous piece of land there.
Now, it does have some buildings, and in fact, the Department of Health and Human Services still has some of its offices on that campus, right?
It does. They're spread out across the campus, and the governor has said that she would like to see DHHS consolidated into one place, that it would be better for the department over the long term. So that's the general thinking, that employees of the Department of Health and Human Services would be clustered together in another location where they can more effectively work together.
Okay, so now what does the city of Raleigh want to do with that if it were a park?
Well, for a number of years, several civic groups have been very, very excited about the idea of turning that campus into what they call a destination park in Raleigh, much like Central Park or other parks across the country, where you can go and you can do all kinds of things. You can have your kids play in a big playground. You can go out to eat. You can go see a concert. You could, you know, maybe even take a boat ride on a little pond. So that's sort of the general idea. And business and civic leaders, both Republicans and Democrats, have been working on this plan for quite a while. One of the most prominent groups is a group called the Dix Visionaries, and they have been working quite hard for about 7 years to try to advance the idea of turning it into a park. So it's been a real long-term effort on their part.
Well, a long-term effort, and you said the last patients left in August, but the deal has been talked about for some time. What has held up the deal to this point?
Well, it takes a long time to close down a psychiatric hospital. They had to do it in stages. If you've ever visited that campus, it's an enormous campus, and there are quite a few people who work there. There are buildings spread all over for the remaining DHHS employees. So it takes a lot of time. That was the central point for psychiatric care in the state for more than a century. So I think there's some of that. It's difficult to just kind of automatically pick up and leave the campus. It's not like that 306-acre spread is empty right now. So it's taken some time. And then there also needs to be a lot of careful planning. And the vote that the Council of State is expected to make will probably decide what is going to happen with that property and how the arrangement to begin planning for a park, just to begin planning for it, how that could take shape.
How much of the deal or the details of the deal that they'll be looking at on Tuesday if they take it up do we know about? What is the deal and what's the package?
Well, there are a lot of things that we don't know about. I mean, I guess I can say we do know that proponents of the park see it as being a destination park, much like Central Park or other parks across the country where there would be a number of things available to the public. But the Council of State really deals with the lease and sale of state properties. And so that's the primary issue that they'll be dealing with. It's going to be that one. What kind of an arrangement will it be? And the thing that is really on the table now is, I guess I would say the plan that people support is leasing that land to the city of Raleigh. So that's essentially what the Council of State would vote on Tuesday.
Do we have any idea what the numbers are, how much, or over what period of time? It seems to me that in terms of even making an investment on the part of the city once they take it over, the number of years, the duration of that lease would play a big part in their decision about how to develop that park.
That's right. It would be a very, very long lease, you know, a century-long lease or something like that. It's a very long lease. But again, the exact details are something that, you know, we don't know yet.
So this has become controversial. The governor has heard some criticism about this. What are the objections to making this transfer now?
Well, there are some legislative leaders in Raleigh who have questioned, I think, the timing. They've said, why don't we wait? Let's not rush this through. Why don't we have more time to consider it? But then on the other hand, the people who have been working on the project for more than 7 years have responded to that by saying, we've been working on it for 7 years. We've been trying to push this plan forward, and all of the pieces of the puzzle have finally come together, and let's get this started. But I think it's also a way for legislative leaders in Raleigh to say, hey, you know, we're here too. We're also in control, and we do want to say in what happens with this.
Has incoming Governor Pat McCrory had a say, and where is he in all of this?
Well, apparently he was a member at one point, and perhaps it was just on paper, of the Dix Visionaries group. But he has recently echoed some of the statements made by legislators, which, you know, are to say, let's wait, let's not do anything just yet. So it's a little bit unclear exactly what kind of a role he would play in all this.
What about the members of the Council of State? Have they spoken publicly about this? Any idea how the vote might go?
I think it's hard to say. There are 9 people on the Council of State. They're elected officials. And again, you know, when they come together to meet, if they vote on issues, it's primarily over sort of the lease or sale of state property. That's one of the things that they vote on. And 2 of them are Republicans, 7 are Democrats. But I guess I'd also like to point out that many of the civic groups who are really interested in making it into a park are bipartisan groups. And the people who lead them are very, very deep-pocketed Republicans and Democrats on those groups. So it's interesting how this has been playing out, because certainly the groups who would like to see the Dix campus turned into a park, you can't say that they're exclusively Republican or Democrat. They're quite a diverse group politically.
What about the alternatives to a park? Have those been discussed? Obviously, it's prime real estate. Developers, I would think, would love to get their hands on that and put up some particularly dense kind of development. Any talk about that? And is there any pressure for that kind of use?
I think at this point there's not a lot of pressure in Raleigh. I think the idea of putting a park in has been floated around for so long that I think people have gotten used to it. And also there are a lot of developers who have lent their names to the project to support a park. And so I think at this point, I think any developer who said that he would like to buy it or would say that, you know, let's put in some high rises or some condos or some kind of housing or something, I think that would probably not be a very popular decision at this point.
In line with this new idea of city development, that if you're a developer and you have an interest in seeing people move into your city, one thing is to ensure the quality of life, which a park like this does. This is what attracts particularly young professionals. And a lot of developers, I think, have picked up on that and are very clever about that as well. So now what happens if this particular deal is turned down, if it's not approved? Do you start from scratch, or does Governor McCrory kind of pick it up in progress and move the negotiations forward?
Well, you know, again, anything determining the lease and sale of state property goes before the Council of State, so he could certainly pick it back up again. I think if for some reason the Council of State doesn't decide on this issue on Tuesday, they could certainly pick it back up again later. I don't think that the people who really want that campus to turn into a park are going to go away. I think they'll keep on lobbying. So, you know, I think we'll see more discussions about what's going to happen with that piece of property. But I don't think, you know, I think those discussions will continue.
Does the conflict over this particular issue in any way illustrate how things are going in the overall transition to the McCrory administration?
I think at this point, legislative leaders are, I think that they're reminding us that, you know, they are in power. We have a Republican House and Senate and a Republican governor coming in. And some of those leaders definitely have very definite ideas about how the state's money should be spent and how the state's properties should be used. And I think that they're reminding us, actually, that they're there and that they have ideas and that they want to be part of the plan as well in one way or another.
Apart from the Dix campus, how is the transition going to the new McCrorie, the incoming McCrorie administration?
Well, what we've heard is so far so good. A little while ago, Governor-elect McCrorie said that he had spoken with Governor Perdue and that she had offered to move out early so that he could move in. And he said that she was very gracious. And we've also seen jobs posted in the new McCrorie administration. So I think everything is proceeding according to plan.
Jessica, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jessica Jones, reporter at WUNC. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Coming up, it's Alfred E. Newman's birthday. Mad Magazine celebrates 60 years of graphic humor, satire, and parody. Stay tuned.